What do you think about this?
Looks like a dick. I'm not gonna lie to you. It looks like a dick, Greg. That's really, it's almost you made.
It's supposed to be a bone.
Yeah, it is a bone. It's a boner. Grab a beer, let's have some laughs, because it's time for Crafts and Crafts. My guest today is Greg Fitzsimmons. He has been a comedian for decades. And he's performed at on every continent. I don't know if that's true. How many continents have you performed on?
Europe, Asia, Australia, North America. I've never done
Africa.
I've never done Africa. But I would love to do, apparently Johannesburg has a really good comedy scene.
That is more than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
By the way, I just learned about this. You don't drink anymore.
Yes.
So we're drinking NA beer.
NA beer.
Cheers.
And you. Here's to not making any mistakes. Just nailing it.
How, you've been sober for how long?
32 years.
And what prompted that? A series of events?
I think the main event was my father was an alcoholic.
Okay.
He died at 52. And
you made it.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 57. It's very weird to outlive your father.
My dad, I'm 51.
Yeah.
My dad died when he was 51.
No.
He got a brain tumor, and his dad, 51 before him.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, 51. I haven't cleared the hurdle quite yet. I have a few more months, but I got here.
I remember that being a really weird year. That's a very existential year for you.
Yeah. And I don't know that I've even mentioned it to anybody, let alone publicly or whatever, but it's something that's always in my brain. You get to this point, you know, like when you hit 50, I think. 40, 40th birthday was, for me, was just a bummer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm 40. When 50 came, it's just like, I don't know, I just didn't tell anybody.
Right.
I didn't really care. But then you do start to think about your own mortality a lot more at 50, especially, I guess, with us with similar.
Yeah, my grandparents on my father's side both died in their 40s. And so, enjoy this podcast because this might be the last one. I mean, this could be the one people look back on.
That'd be great for ratings, man.
Oh. I wish it for you. Not for me, but I wish it for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I once thought, here's how I think about my, like, I thought, I was writing on a TV show about 5 years ago, and I thought, I was walking down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to have extreme chest pain, which is how my dad died.
Okay.
And I just thought, thank God. Yeah. Like, there was a sense of relief. Like, this is it. It's fucking over. I don't have to keep getting up in the morning and
being worried about it.
Well, no, it's more just like, and maybe the difference between 50 and 57 is that I don't spring out of bed in the morning like, what am I going to conquer today?
Right.
It's like, I did it.
When you wake up, you're like, made it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen your house. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you did it.
Yeah, it's
here. My kids are in college.
Yeah.
I'm done. I really feel like the happiest part of the day for me is sliding under the covers, and I have a
at night.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And
at noon.
I put on my sleep mask. I have these little earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
I put a pillow over my head, and it's like a little mini suicide. I get to not have
peaceful,
to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's peaceful 8 hours where I don't have to think about it
It's
anymore.
Called the Kevorkian.
Yes.
Yeah, and you just sort of like, just fall into a deep sleep. Have you performed in Ireland?
No, but I'm going there this summer and I'm going to perform.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going on a vacation?
Yeah, I'm going on a vacation and then I'm going to do a show.
In Dublin?
Galway.
Galway, that's great.
Yeah.
I've been several times.
Salt Hill?
I don't know that. What is that, a club?
Yeah,
or a bar?
It's a section of Galway and the club is there. Somebody reached out to me on my podcast because I said I was going over there.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, hey, I produce shows in Ireland. Do you want to do one in Galway?
That's
and
fantastic.
I said, hell yeah.
I was supposed to, so I did my a tour right out of the pandemic. And then it ended in December.
Yeah.
I got COVID, like after my last show. And then I was going to then go to Australia to do like a bunch of shows. So a buddy of mine produces shows and his parents have an agency or whatever. So I was gonna do like 5 to 7 shows in Australia and then they got shut down.
Yeah.
They got kind of, they came out, they went back
into Australia
it.
Australia was tight.
Yeah.
They were the tightest continent.
They
I
were,
think.
That's
yeah.
right. Like you couldn't get in or out or something.
In or out.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you've performed there?
Yeah, I did the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Oh, got it, okay.
Which was fun. It was just fun to, you know, see my jokes go down the toilet, but in the opposite direction that they normally would hear. Thank you. Thanks very much.
By the way, is that true? I had someone tell me recently that that's not actually true.
I think it's an urban myth.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
It's the way, it's like the direction that the toilet shoots the water anyway. Like, I don't think it, yeah, I don't know.
Usually for me, the water doesn't move much because I only go every few days, and when I do, I crown, I breach the water.
Yeah.
I know, so the water's not, it's not doing any of that. It's just kind of trying to work, it's trying to work it down.
It's just struggling.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a lot more of these. All right, so we have a craft. This is crafts and crafts.
Yeah.
So the craft today, it requires these.
Okay.
That's a knife.
Whoa.
Yeah. One knife. potatoes.
Yep, familiar with those.
There's, well, Irish, of course you are. You eat these every meal or?
These are sweet potatoes probably three nights a week.
No, these are russet.
Yeah.
These are sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Sorry. You really do eat potatoes three times a week?
What's that?
You really do?
Three times a week.
Oh.
When I was a kid, we had them like six
That's
nights
like a real
week.
Irish thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got my
Irish tattoo just done recently.
That's good. Well, I have in our six-pack challenge, I'll ask you six questions, and I cater that to the guest, and these are Irish.
Oh, good.
Irish,
look at you.
Irish heritage questions.
Okay.
So what we're going to do as a craft is we continue with planes.
Yeah.
No reason to stop. So we're going to make stamps. We're going to make a stamp. And then one of our next, our upcoming guests is Brad Williams.
Sure.
You know Brad well?
Yeah.
I thought maybe we could make a card. We could each make a card for Brad.
Oh, that'd be
and
nice.
And present it to him when he sits down.
Yeah.
So how this works is, so this will turn into a stamp. So what we'll do is, I intentionally don't do these before to understand how they need to be done. I think I'll do it like this. And so this will be, how are you with knives?
Good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Like,
especially
really?
A knife like that. Jesus.
So, it's basically, we're making a stamp. So then what you'll do is you can pick out one of these guys, the sharp side, jam it in, and then we can grab one of these knives. My buddy Neil gave me this. You can use that one if you want. And
okay.
Then you'll push that down, and then you'll kind of carve around it.
Yeah.
And you'll end up with that image. And then you dab it on the paper towel. And then we'll paint a little, you could get the paint and paint on and then stamp it.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Can
you
we
just
eat
grab
them
me like
afterwards?
You want to eat them now?
No, I mean, I want to bring it home. Yeah, I want to eat them for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
We're not going to do all these, right?
No. Okay. Whatever's left over,
yeah.
You get to keep, of course.
There's one potato, two potato, three potato, more.
Yeah. So can you, that happened. Can you just grab me, like, just get, like black acrylic paint and a paintbrush. But maybe in a second. I don't know. I don't know how much room we'll have. All right. So, do you need more instructions?
No, I got
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. All right. So this can be yours.
Okay.
You can have two to work with. Those are your stamps. I'll cut this one for me.
Yeah.
I'll leave another two for your family.
So you always drink a beer
and do
a project.
Yeah.
What other projects have you done?
So, yesterday I did one. I'm going to show it to you. Can you grab me that the plexiglass? Oh, wow. So this was draw. So I took a Seamus Dever, another Irish fella. I took a picture of his pet and printed it out as a 5x7. You put the plexiglass down and you trace it like the image.
Yeah.
And then you paint it in and then you can color in the front. And so we made these.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think this is the most successful project we've done.
Okay.
I had Jana Lee Ortiz. She's on station. Perfect. She's on station 19.
Yeah.
And so we painted little fire trucks.
Uh huh.
Oh, you're ahead of me. Okay. It's kind of like Hot Ones in the fact that like you're kind of going through something together.
Yeah.
Like if we didn't have the beer doesn't play much of a role in it.
Right.
But the craft does in that, so I think you leave it in there.
Oh, you leave it in?
Yeah, and then okay. I think what you do is you'll just like,
oh, I see.
You'll kind of cut like into that
Got
part
it.
And cut around.
Got it, okay.
And I grabbed a carrot, which I don't know why. You think Brad likes dolphins?
Brad is gonna do this?
No, we're making cards for Brad.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He just did my podcast recently. He's one of the best guests you can possibly get on a podcast.
And what makes a good guest? So, by the way, the Fitzdog radio show, you just did episode number 100. 1,000.
Yeah.
With Zach Galifianakis.
Right.
And so how much do you prepare for a podcast, or does it depend on like the
guests? That one was fun because it was the 1,000th, I decided to have Zach interview me.
Okay.
Instead of me interview him.
Okay.
Because I knew that he hates to be interviewed.
Okay.
He doesn't like talking about himself.
Was that one of the things to convince him to come on the show? Was that he wouldn't be questioned?
No, he would come on. He's been on. He's one of my very dear friends. And so I knew he'd come on for it. But I didn't want to put that pressure on him of being interviewed. Because, in the past we've done it. And he's very evasive when you ask him direct questions.
Okay, got it.
But normally I do, Wikipedia page, IMDb,
and
then I'll Google any news about them.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you find some good shit on the news item.
The news for sure. The Wikipedia, it's like, man, I can tell when someone, when I'm in an interview and someone's a Wikipedia
I know.
So I heard you went to college at Cortland. I'm like, okay, here comes the Wikipedia questions.
Right.
So I think you just pulled off like that. Do we have to like, I think I did it. This is a lot. Oh, so you keep the potato part intact, I think. Sorry.
What do you mean intact?
Actually, you know what? You don't need to. So here, I'll show you. So like the idea, I think, is that like you use the potato to hold on to. But actually, I don't see why that needs to be the case, because the way you're doing is fine.
Okay.
This one kind of just peeled off like that.
Yeah.
And then I pull off the dolphin.
Wow, aren't you neat?
Well, I watched a video on it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call this?
Potato stamps. Look at that. That's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think I'll do two.
I'm going to do mine that way. I like that. So I'll still be able to stamp mine, but I'll be holding it.
Yeah, but we are going to put paint on this, so I don't necessarily think you want to feed it to your family, but it's up to
you.
But look at that. What if you kind of like baked this? You could kind of bake potatoes with little things inside.
Yeah, because you're always trying to get your kids. How old are your kids?
15.
15?
Yeah.
You know, when they're young, you're always trying to find tricks to get them to eat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like mixing greens in.
You don't know, just put sugar?
That's a good idea.
Just sugar to everything?
Yeah, that's good.
We were going back to your...
So my prep, I also do a couple segments. Like every comedian, I ask the same three questions. I say, what's the hackiest bit you've ever done?
Oh, wow.
Which always gets a great answer.
Oh, God.
I say, what have you turned down recently?
And
then I ask them if they've ever not finished a set.
Okay.
And that's always a good answer.
So I shouldn't answer those because I should wait till I'm on your show.
Yes.
Episode 2000.
2000.
is that what you're waiting for to have me on? What's your hackiest bit?
My first Letterman set was in 1996.
Okay.
And I ran it to death. And I was obviously, I've been doing stand-up already for like 7 years. And so I had a good set,
Okay.
I had a set I was proud of. And I ran it with Zoe Friedman a bunch of times.
Okay, meaning you rehearsed it?
Yeah, the producer came out with me and we kept going through it.
Huh.
Should I slice this down?
No, I think you just pull it out.
Okay.
Because I think what you did is fantastic.
Okay.
Just good luck. Maybe close the knife before you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need anybody bleeding. I think what you have there is just as nice as mine. But mine just looks...
Mine just
has a potato aspect of it.
Yeah, you have a grip and I also like your negative space.
Yeah.
Potato. I had the set and then I got nervous at the last minute and I decided to do a bit that I wasn't super proud of, but that always killed.
You changed midstream.
I added the joke like the week before.
Oh, okay, got it.
And it was a joke that was basically here's my impression of Marlon Brando ordering seafood. And then I took some napkins and I said, here's Marlon Brando ordering seafood. Where'd he go? What kind of seafood is it? And then the waiter says,
"He's coming."
We got barbecue shrimp.
Wow.
Lake shrimp. On Letterman. Close my set on Letterman with that.
Oh, and how'd it do?
It killed. But I was so embarrassed. And when I sent the tape out, I cut out the last joke.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
So hacky.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. You know, it's funny you say you got nervous. I did the Tonight Show with Conan. I was a guest. I didn't do stand up. And I get there because they wanted me to teach him. I learned how to open a bottle of champagne with a saber.
Uh-huh.
And so they wanted me to teach Conan how to do that.
Yeah.
And so I arrived there before anybody. I mean, like, I think if we taped at 4, I probably arrived at like 1:30.
Yeah.
And so I just went there with the producers and the camera to show them where I would stand and where the cork might go, and we ran through and whatever. And then I'm back in the green room, which was very nice, and I'm just sitting there waiting. You know, this can be for refuse if we want to put our potato droppings in there. But I was back there waiting, and I would get excited, and then I would become like nervous. And I just went through all these emotions, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we finally, Jennifer Connelly went out before me. Conan came back and said hi, which was very, very nice. Then Jennifer Connelly went out, and Ziggy Marley was the music guest. And so I was like completely fine. Now, like, I'm just kind of at ease. I've been interviewed before. I know the answers to all these questions. And then I'm standing behind the curtain, and they say, "Hey, my next guest." And all of a sudden, I just got more nervous than I've been ever. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I walked out with that energy, and like, I don't even remember the first few seconds. But when I do put that on my reel, there's a few things I cut out because I'm like,
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, Conan will make you nervous because he's
so
he's
smart.
So funny and smart.
Yeah,
you get a little intimidated.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to put in further than this. I'm just worried.
I really like the way that you kind of jammed the whole thing in there, to be honest with you, for that, because I did that for this one too, because you need to leave, I think a little bit more. Because remember, you got to cut half of it out. So I think I would jam it. Yeah, there you go. What's the other question you ask every guest?
Oh, have you ever not finished a set?
Oh, okay.
And I was opening for, you ever heard of They Might Be Giants?
Uh-huh.
So I'm opening for They Might Be Giants, and so you just sliced down. So I'm just cutting.
You're cutting along the whole thing. So you see how there's potatoes sticking out?
Yeah. So you want to go just below the surface.
I think so. Look, see this depth?
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
I got it.
That one I think I actually did better than this dinosaur one.
So I'm at Kent State University, the famous Kent State University.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm going on, and the band is so cool. We're hanging out backstage, we're having a nice time, and the kids are out on the quad, and they've got kegs.
Outside.
Yeah, they've got kegs for some reason, and so they're all faced. And I don't think they were expecting an opening act. They were there to see They Might Be Giants.
By the way, especially comedy for music, it's a little bit weird, right?
Yeah.
Because before you come out, I'm sure they're playing music. You know what I
mean?
Yeah.
To get
people
ready.
And that's how they, cut the music, cut the music. Listen to this
Lower
guy.
Lower the energy.
Yeah, here comes the teacher.
Yeah, so I go up and I do about 10 minutes and then this kid is heckling me. So I shit all over him and everybody on the quad is laughing at the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kid throws an apple at me, and it hits me in the chest.
Okay.
And I just went, "Have a nice day," and I walked right off the stage. I was like, that's just implicit in any contract, is if somebody throws something at the stage and it hits you, you have the right to walk off stage.
That was actually in a contract.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, it's an unwritten
rule. I think
it's
unwritten.
Well, because I have a friend that kind of went through a similar, actually Neil Bobel, who is a comedian who gave me that knife you're using. He was at a show at a college, and a similar thing happened. He started making fun of somebody who he didn't realize was like, you know, the big on campus kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then when he did that, people were kind of like, start heckling Neil worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Neil's like, I have a contract. I have to be up here for an hour. And so he just literally sat there in the chair.
Oh no.
And then for like 20 minutes. And he looked at his watch. He's like, all right, thank you.
That's
and then
amazing.
He left. And he said that the guys are waiting for him out back.
No.
And so he then found another way out and then got out of there.
Wow.
I was like, look, I got to tell you, look at my dinosaur.
That's and you fit it. You just fit it in.
I just fit it.
All right, here's my duck, or my dinosaur.
This is
his son.
Another version of a craft that works. Now maybe just clean out right near his feet there.
Yeah. And there's insurance, right? I'm sure with this podcast.
Yeah, listen, we are a very well-funded podcast here. all right. Well, now, what's the last question that you ask your guests?
What have you turned down recently?
There we go.
Here's a better version of that one. What should I have turned down last Friday night?
Wow. Okay.
I was asked to do a benefit. And you know, when it's a benefit, I'm always like, all right, if I can possibly do it, I'll do the benefit.
Yeah, right.
And so, because it always feels good.
Like in town?
Yeah, it was in the Pacific Palisades.
Perfect.
And it was for the veterans. It was like, you know, what are you going to say? No, it's for the vets.
Right.
And so I show up at the Palisades, and it's at an American Legion Hall. You know, like, and I get there. And
that's not very Pacific Palisades, by the way.
No, it's not. It's very towny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so.
Very small town.
I show up, and there is, everybody's quite old.
Okay.
And the two comics go on ahead of me, and they both go up in flames. There's the microphone is going in and out, in and out, out, in, and it's like a 70s Radio Shack microphone. Mm-hmm. It's just staticky.
Yep.
And there's like, you know, four flags on stage and about a like war memorial, like uniforms on the wall. And there's four, when I get on stage, there's four guys asleep, like so old that they're just asleep. And then there's like a few guys with like PTSD that are yelling out during, but you can't on them because they're veterans.
Right.
So I just put the mic down and I just walked into the crowd.
Wow.
And I just started talking to people.
Okay.
Making fun of them, but like teasing them. They were in on it, getting people stories. And I did like a half an hour and it was the most fun I've had on stage in a long time.
That's amazing.
But I mean, it felt, when I walked in, I almost walked out. I was almost like, no, I don't need to do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had that once when we did, we were in Bozeman, Montana, and we sold out at the brewery. So we're doing our show at breweries.
Yeah.
And then we...
Should we do another one?
You want to do another one? You're having fun.
Yeah,
I thought you wanted to eat these.
I
don't want to take your dinner off your table.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Would it be so crazy to make a carrot stamp and
no,
a potato?
That's
outrageous. That's outrageous.
All right. Why don't you do the honors?
You want to do
the big one?
I have no interest
in doing that. So you're in Bozeman.
I'm in Bozeman. We sold out of the show at the brewery. And so the brewery's like, hey, we do a monthly beer tasting at a retirement community.
Yeah.
If you want to go and do like a show there, I'm like, yeah, we'll go do that. We could do 20 minutes. It was like at noon. I'm like, yeah, this sounds like fun. It'd be fun to go do it. I looked it up online and it was all people, you know, honestly like 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Playing shuffleboard, cocktail hour, eating, you know, fine dining, whatever. I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
We show up and there's about 20 people in the room, and there's about 19 walkers literally lined up along the wall, and one person in a bed, was wheeled in.
Wow.
And it was like, wow.
Yeah.
I would say the average age, what would you say the average age? Nick's my opener, he was there. What do you think?
91.
It's not an exaggeration. They were just like, I don't know what they were expecting.
And you weren't getting paid for this? This was just
No. It was just to be nice.
Right.
And it turned into like I'm happy that I did it.
Yeah.
But no joke did well. What it did for me is it made me realize how blue some of my stuff is. Because it doesn't feel blue when I do it in front of a crowd of, you know, 30s and 40s, whatever.
Yeah, that's funny though, because you know, the truth is, old people I find.
Are you doing the palm tree? Oh, you're doing the carrot.
Doing the carrot.
Okay.
I find actually love dirty because they've heard it all. They're tired of being treated with kid gloves because they're old.
Yeah,
and but
not when it's when in their 90s.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's pushing it.
Oh.
Plus, Montana's pretty conservative to begin with.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was. But I don't even know that most of them were even there. So by the way, so now I do I do a weekly vlog. So I do Zane's World, and I'm pretty much kind of shooting everything. And I thought it would be a little bit too intrusive in my life, but the fact is, each episode is like 15 to 20 minutes long, so I'm only really shooting
the
highlights.
Is this like a Patreon thing?
No, it's wow, you're making me really nervous with that knife. it's just on YouTube. Just something to kind of, you know, get out there.
Right.
So, because I've done the tours before, and so much cool things have happened, like doing that retirement community.
Yeah.
And I wish I could show people what this was so they could share in the kind of experience.
Right, right.
You're so scared.
This is breaking every Boy Scout
rule. Be on standby with like just gauze. That's all we need.
This is
you're aiming a knife towards you.
Yeah, you're like a scout master.
Yes. And so I'm a worried parrot right now.
Yeah.
I'm just doing that. And so this year I want to go back and redo it because I want to share the experience. And now having been through it, you know, I'll just do something a little bit different. But it was like, it was a great experience. If anything, it just was like, it was kind of gave me some humility, you know, if I was like feeling like, oh, you're nailing it.
Right.
You're
right.
Great. You can handle any room.
Right,
and then
right.
It's like, no, you can't.
Yeah,
you
it's
can't
so important
this one.
To do rooms that really challenge you, mm-hmm. whether you have to be clean or just the opposite. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's like, you know, you get to a gig and it's a Friday night and you're in a city in Texas
mm-hmm.
where they're a little bit, you know, rough and tumble.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize like, oh, yeah, I gotta dig in.
Yeah,
I gotta find my edge.
I think when we started coming out of the pandemic and doing the shows, I was a little rattled because my material was not like locked down. How'd you do? That's a good.
Good.
That
but
might,
more importantly,
I'm not. I
the negative space one I really like.
Dude, that might be the best one yet. Okay, you're nailing it. All right, I'll do my dinosaur and then we'll move on to phase two.
Okay.
But you've set the bar quite high. But now I love, especially since. At the end of every tour, I'm doing a special. I like.
What is that? Once a year?
Once a year, yeah. So I got my other. Remember,
it's
I asked you.
Discipline. I'm very jealous of you.
You remember I asked you to direct mine?
Yeah. I didn't want to let you down. I don't know how to direct.
No, but you've done how many shows?
Yeah.
You've been to how many tapings? Yeah. You know.
You know, I thought about it recently because Bert asked me to direct his once too.
Okay.
And I also said no.
Bert Kreischer is the guy who told me to ask you.
Oh, really?
I think that's how you and I even started talking.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right.
No. I think you were on my podcast first and then I reached out to you. I think.
Yeah.
And then you said no to him too, huh?
Yeah, I just.
You told me to,
I have
to go to Bobcat.
Yeah, Bobcat actually kind of helped direct. I just did a special last month. And Bobcat kind of ghost directed it.
Yeah, well, I think if he's directing and directing, he gets paid.
Yes, so he's a dear friend, so I basically asked him to consult.
Okay.
Because otherwise you have to go through the DGA and his agent and quotes
yes,
and all
because,
that.
Yes, because, yes, yeah.
So, but he helped me a lot. Now he's looking at a cut today, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Of one that you shot when?
Last month at the Comedy Store.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
We had Maz on yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Maz did one there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Birds and the Bees, and it's great.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. His
is it out?
It's out on YouTube, It just came out.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And, man, I mean, you know Maz. It was just, he's just got just a likable presence, man.
Yeah.
And he was having so much fun.
Right.
And it translated, and I was like, yeah, it was
where did
it was
he shoot it?
Special. At the Comedy Store.
Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. Did he shoot the main room or the OR?
The main room.
Yeah, I did the OR. I wanted it to feel cozy and intimate.
So how many people?
It holds about 130, maybe.
Okay. And how many cameras did you use?
Five.
Okay. Were they all locked off?
One was a Steadicam. Was walking around.
Okay.
But he didn't get enough good stuff though. That was my only complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Is I wish that guy because he felt like the room was so small. He didn't want to be in people's way.
That was my question.
Yeah. So he didn't do as much, but he got a lot of good crowd shots and. Then when I interacted with the crowd, he was good about capturing them. So you got both sides of the conversation on tape.
So this is the trickier part. The first part, I'm very happy with the way that it went.
Yeah.
But now,
basically,
so you get, I'll give you this big brush.
Okay.
And then, so I think the ones that are dry, we're just gonna take a little bit of this black acrylic paint and then paint it.
Okay.
And then theoretically, you could use different colors if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But we'll just, this is our first time doing it. And I don't know how thick you put it on there. You're doing your bone. Do you know what you're going to write? Because I also have a Sharpie. You can write something, like a message.
Okay. Yeah, I know what I want to write.
Okay. So when does your special come out, and where does it come out?
I think we're going to do it on Moment House, which is what... what's his name did Andrew Schultz did okay. it on there, and it's like a pay-per-view.
Okay.
So you get all your people to sign up, and they pay for it in advance, and it's on a certain date, and then you do a little, you know, interaction before the podcast, like you know take questions.
Sorry, look at my dinosaur. What did you learn from that?
Go heavier with the paint.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And then, you know, it's really about getting it on YouTube as soon as possible.
Yeah, so Moz put it up there, and people can make donations, and I saw people were doing 20, 25 bucks.
Oh, no
Yeah, I don't know how much it's paying. I don't know. For me, I wanted to get as much exposure as possible so that I put butts in seats.
Right.
And that's how I make my money is selling tickets.
Right.
So go to ZaneLamprey.com right now and get your tickets. I'll be in a city near you. And go to GregFitzsimmons.com too. And then there's a button on his website to come and buy tickets to my show too.
Ah, that's right. I forgot about that button.
All right. So you have some shows coming up. You're on the road all the time?
Not all the time. Like every other weekend. I mean, when it works out well, it's every other weekend. And when it doesn't work out well, I'm home for 3 weeks straight, and then all of a sudden I'm gone for 5 weeks.
Yeah, right, got it.
You know, but you can't always plan out where you get your dates. You know, I kind of, you know, I want to work the rooms I want to work, and when they have openings, I take them.
Oh, did you see what happened when I put mine down? It slid around.
Yeah, you want a little slide. I think you want a little bit of slide. Yeah, mine slid too much.
Hmm. So, phase one, good.
Are they not dry enough? Because they're not...
Like, is the potato not dry enough?
I don't know. Maybe it needs to be drier.
I don't know. This one.
I'm gonna
is maybe
really
a little...
slop a lot on this one and see what happens.
Last question, and then I'll get into the six-pack challenge. We have plenty of cards here, so these are for us. It's not being used in our next craft, so go nuts. Dolphin. With the your Sunday papers. Show,
yeah.
Do you, like, so you go and you kind of, I assume, like, through the week you're making notes about things that you
Yeah,
see?
We kind of, like, I'll email myself links to good articles.
That's what I do.
And then at the end of the week, we look at what we got, and we do a little pre-show. What do you think about this?
Looks like a dick. I'm not going to lie to you. It looks like a dick, Greg. That's really... It's almost you made.
It's supposed to be a bone.
Yeah, it is a bone. It's a boner. Good job.
It's a potato bone.
You made a potato.
Oh, my God.
You did the artful job of turning a bone into a boner.
Look at that.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm about to do a dolphin, which I fear might also turn into a Okay, down, steady. Pressure, a lot of pressure. I felt it slide. I hate that.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's okay.
It's
okay.
Time for the
not my best work. You're doing carrot next?
I'm going to do carrot.
So in doing that, how many episodes of that have you done?
Well, it's been over 3 years, so 150, I guess.
Wow. Okay. Every Sunday?
Every Sunday, wow. Without fail. A lot of times I'm on the road in a hotel room, uh-huh. And my buddy Mike travels a lot also, so a lot of times we're both in a hotel room somewhere, okay. And we just zoom it in. And then if we're together... We want to start doing it more in person because it just feels
better energy.
A lot better energy.
I've gotten some people ask if they could do this through Zoom, and I was like, have you seen the show?
No.
I mean, we're sitting here face to face.
Right.
You can read people's body language. You can pick up, and then also in Zoom, whether you like it or not, there's a delay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in doing that show, what has happened to your faith in humanity?
Interesting.
Because you're kind of covering things that are noteworthy.
Yes. And there's a lot of like Florida Man style stories.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
exactly.
we try not to be just that. And we used to do a little bit of politics because we're both liberal. And we found that, you know, they say know your audience.
Yeah.
And I've never known my audience. I've never really thought about it much. I'm not really good at like marketing myself or anything. But we got so much hate mail every time we talked about politics that we kind of decided to stay away from it. And we just do, we have sections for entertainment, sections for international, what are other sections?
Oh, like international news?
Science, business, obituaries. And so it's like a paper. And so it that mixes it up enough. And then if a big political story comes up, we will cover it.
Yeah.
But it's in general, it's better to avoid it.
All right, last stamp. Placing it down.
Are you pushing?
I placed it to make sure it doesn't slide. I'm worried when I push it down, it's going to slide. Okay, I didn't feel any slide there. I'm pushing very hard. Now.
Oh, that's a shame. All right, what do we got here?
I got like a dinosaur island. Pretty good.
It looks like a lamp on fire. Like a
every single one that you've done has looked like a dick.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. He's preoccupied. He came here with an agenda. Okay, all right, so here we go. So this is the six-pack challenge.
It's time for the six-pack challenge.
For every question you answer correctly, you get a $50 gift certificate to my store.
You are
painting.
Is that wrong?
I think it's genius. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I have a Sharpie for you to write your message, whether it's on the outside or the inside.
Okay.
And then we're done. I think that's great.
Wait, so, I'm really gonna get $50 for your gift store?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You get 50 for everyone you get correct.
Yeah.
You're getting a little ahead of yourself, don't you feel? Like maybe.
If I get one, I'll probably get about as much as I need.
Okay. that's kind of what people have been saying. Like, what do I need with $300? Go in there and you'll figure it out. It's at pleep.shop. It popped up on the screen. I just touched up this dinosaur ever so slightly, and I feel like I learned something from watching you.
Yeah, I gotta touch up my
Please don't. please leave it the way that it is on all of its splendor.
It's got veins.
if you just did a little with a Sharpie, just a little bit of a splasher, a little bit of a drip there, that'd be fantastic. Does it look like a bone?
No.
Okay. All right, here we go. No, it started off looking like a
yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't really your fault. It was your past fault, not your present fault. Okay, here we go.
This is exciting. I'm going to win.
It's pressure.
Some.
You are. So these are all made for you. I guess they're all, the theme would be Irish heritage.
Okay.
Okay. In 1992, this vice president spelled potato wrong in his sixth grade spelling bee.
Dan Quayle.
100%.
Is he Irish?
No, but potato.
Oh, okay. There potato. You go.
This is a toughie.
I just got a hoodie.
You did. In this Irish neighborhood of Tipperary Hill in Syracuse, New York, what is different about the traffic light?
It's a shamrock.
Mm-mm. I'll give you half credit if you can guess again and get it.
All three lights are green?
The top light is green.
Oh.
Quarter point,
okay.
$12.
Oh, wow.
$12.50. Are you keeping tab of this?
I just got a golf glove.
What is the most common name, surname in Ireland? Last name, people, you know this is, but. You know how you know surname? If you know what that means, it's because you traveled internationally and had to fill it in a
I'm gonna give my mother's maiden name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I can also get access to your bank account. So we just beeped that out. We beeped it out. It is, in fact, Murphy.
I was going to say Murphy.
Of course it's Murphy.
Oh,
of course it's
God.
Murphy. How many U.S. states have a Dublin, have a city or a town called Dublin?
Dublin, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Part two is to name three. Or you can name three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dublin, Ohio.
Correct.
Dublin, New York. No. Dublin, Pennsylvania.
Dublin, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And Dublin, South Carolina.
Dublin, no. So half credit.
Okay.
Alabama, California, Florida. There's 11. Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Missouri, New Hampshire.
Dublin, New Hampshire. In New Jersey,
it is a neighborhood. North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know what you're up to. Let's see. How much are you up to?
I think I got $62.50.
That's $12.50. You got half of that. You're at $25.
You've given me half on that?
Yeah, you got half of them.
That's nice.
You got half of them.
Okay.
This ring, when worn on the left hand with the heart facing inward, means the wearer is married. If worn on the right hand with the heart facing outward, it indicates the person's heart is still open. What is the name of this ring?
That would be a clatter ring.
Clatter ring, exactly.
From Galway, which is where I'm going this summer.
When I was there one time, I got one.
Yeah.
To let people know that I was, well, it's moved hands a bunch of times since then. What state has the highest percentage of Irish Americans?
It's either New York or Chicago has a lot and Philly has a lot.
So cities, I'll just tell you, cities, it's New York.
Oh, we're going states.
No, we are going states, yeah.
Oh, we're going states.
So Boston's number two, New York is number one.
So you want me to guess the state?
Yes. You got time, I'm doing math.
Well, New York's got Syracuse. New York's got a lot of Irish cities. So I think even though Massachusetts has Boston, I think the state of New York has more Irish people.
So I'm going to give you half credit because that is, in fact, a state. No, it's
Massachusetts?
It's Massachusetts, yeah.
Wow.
You got $137.50.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
This is amazing.
It's pretty good. Greg Fitzsimmons. Oh, we have to write the message inside.
Oh, yeah.
Which we can reveal in Brad's episode if you want.
Okay. Yeah.
You picked the card. Greg Fitzsimmons. Fantastic.
Thanks for having me on.
He'll see it. He'll reveal it.
Fake beer.
That was fun.
Crafts.
Real crafts.
Swag.
Fake beer.
This is great. Beer.